Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Hey, this is Porter.
Howdy, this is Tipton.
And you're listening to Clear Out West.
That's right, Porter and Tipton, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Yeah, two young fellers wanted to see how we did it here, so brought them into the studio and recorded that liner.
They did a great job.
They did a
good
job.
We better put them on the payroll.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. We'll pay them twice what we're paying ourselves.
That's right, twice.
Twice, yeah. Two times, yeah. So
that's very generous.
Two times zero is zero.
It's still zero. Yeah,
right, all right. How about a little ferry?
I got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Does a horse have to break in new shoes?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
As a matter of fact, they do.
Sometimes, you know, they do have to get them broke in.
Sure.
And there might be a little gimp.
Yeah. They might do a little turf toe.
Yeah.
You know, might do a little carpet burn, you know, kind of like we do with a new set of cowboy boots. Yeah. You stub your toe on nothing.
On nothing.
Right. Because they're getting used to walking.
There is a break-in time, especially if they haven't had shoes in a while.
That's a true statement.
So it does take a little bit of time for them to get used to them.
I hadn't thought about that. I'm glad you brought that one up. You know, it makes sense, although horses are a little more athletic than you and I are.
Just a little?
Yeah, so it doesn't take them as long to break in a pair of shoes as it does us.
Well, and if they've been extra long for an extra long time, you know, it's going to take a little time for them to say, okay, where's the ground? How does it feel?
They're still picking their feet up high and flop.
Yeah, and especially if you change the breakover.
Oh,
sometimes if you shorten up that breakover, they're going to...
There you go.
It's just going to take a little break-in time.
If you square a toe that hasn't been squared before, it's going to take them some time, isn't it?
Take them a little time to get used to it.
That's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for ferrying.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, hey, it didn't take me that long... How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Didn't take them very long to get used to
not
their
so
shoes.
Long. Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Keep moving. We did all right.
We did okay. Yeah. Let's get into some more music.
Let's do it.
Richard Aloyan is riding along with us this week. Coyotes Love My Cat.
I live out in the country. My house borders the BLM. We have our share of rodents. We've tried to rein them in, but I insulted their intelligence when I tried to set some traps, 'cause they prevailed, and when all else failed,
went and got a cat. He was touted as a pretty good mouser. I got him shots and I kept him fed. Then one day he just disappeared. Was it something that I said? Well, those rodents all moved right back in, left me wondering what to do. Well, I settled on the obvious solution. This time I got two. Well, those cats were working out just fine. They had things in control. Always made me feel real good to see them out there on patrol. But then one night there was a hell of a fight. A ruckus did occur. And suddenly it dawned on me when all I found was fur. Those coyotes love my cats. They're connoisseurs, you know. They've given up a rabbits and roadkill for Siamese and calico. Those coyotes love my cats. Oh, they give them an awful licking. I hear them howling late at night. Means taste like chicken. Well, this scenario was repeated a time or two, I'd say. We started naming our cats du jour, entree, and buffet. But we stumbled upon a solution quite accidentally. Some friends of ours gave us the ugliest cat you'll ever see. Well, it was even ugly as a kitten. Now who could say a thing like that? Such a hideous monstrosity, we named her Frankencat. But Frankencat proved resilient. She managed to stick around. Of course, you couldn't look her in the face, but she kept the rodents down. Then one night, there was a holy commotion those coyotes was about. We'd be picking out a brand new kitty cat tomorrow, I had no doubt. Suddenly there was silence, followed by a coyote's mournful shout. And I got there just in time to see him spit that ugly cat out. Those coyotes love my cats, they're connoisseurs, you know. They've given up rabbits and roadkill, Siamese and calico. Those coyotes love my cats. Oh, they give them an awful licking. I hear them howling late at night. Oh, means taste like chicken.
You know, that song is the epitome of my house, of my home. I went through so many cats because of coyotes.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I got that cat from Kip and Bonnie.
Kip and Bonnie.
Yep.
Catzilla.
Catzilla. Man. Yeah, this guy called his Frankenkitty. Well, this was Catzilla, man. And he lived a good long life in our house and did a good job.
I need one of those Frankenkitties.
You need a Frankenkitty, don't you? Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Dad jokes. Bad dad jokes. Oh my goodness.
What do you call it when a dinosaur kicks you in the butt?
What happens when a dinosaur kicks you in the butt?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's Jurassic.
Yeah, get your ass kicked?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was the Megasaurus. Sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that.
That's a dad joke.
That's a dad joke.
That's
there
a dad
you
joke.
Go. Yeah, all right. All right, yeah.
What about butternuts?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
There's some people out there going, I know that one.
I know that. That's funny.
Yeah.
How about Budweiser?
I like the Budweiser one.
Anyway, we're just not going to talk about those. Why couldn't the bicycle stand on its own?
It only had two wheels.
Because it was too tired.
Too tired.
It's
okay.
Right. It was too tired.
Well, that is a dad joke.
Yeah.
Big time.
Right.
Yeah. Too tired.
What do you call a woman who sounds like an ambulance?
I don't know.
Nina.
Oh, dear.
Terrible.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, that's just bad. Yeah.
What do you call a one-legged ballerina?
Yeah, I know this one.
Eileen.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We probably won't finish the rest of
those. No, we're not going there.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. They're good ones.
They
too.
Are good ones.
Probably better if we just ditch out to a commercial.
Okay.
Right now. The good news is when we come back, Pat Richardson has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.